When people discuss smart animals, they usually mention apes and dolphins, but new research suggests that some birds are just as intelligent. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Kevin McGowan says people who think all birds are stupid have never seen New Caledonian crows looking for a snack. These birds have invented a whole range of ingenious techniques to retrieve insect larvae from hollow trees.
They've been found to make tools, and they make hook tools. They make barb tools. This isn't just whacking something with a stick. This isn't just stripping leaves off of a twig and poking it in somewhere. This is a very complicated tool that these guys use to actually probe into things and get food out.
McGowan studies crows at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York. He says research over the past decade or so has made it clear that crows, jays, and similar birds are the Einsteins of the avian world.
The crows and jays tend to have bigger brains for their size than you would expect. As we've understood the way the brains are constructed, we see that the parts of the brain that birds use for their clever thinking is very large in the crows and jays.
In this week's issue of the journal Science, two British researchers summarize recent studies showing how birds with big brains solve complex problems. One study describes a New Caledonian crow named Betsy. She'd learned to use wooden hook tools to get at food suspended in a vertical tube in her cage. Then other birds stole the wooden tools. So Betsy found some wire and learned to make new tools by bending it into intricate shapes. Other studies show that crows can remember thousands of hidden caches of food and learn to hide them from other birds. Crows also have a remarkable ability to recognize and remember individuals. McGowan says he knew that just from walking around Ithaca.
The crows around here know me as the guy who climbs up into their nest and fiddles with their babies, and they don't like that very much. So I get mobbed a lot as I walk around town.
That's right. Once the crows spot him, they tend to follow him around, screaming bird obscenities. Not all birds are as smart as crows and jays. Studies show that pigeons are rote learners who can't generalize their knowledge. Parrots, on the other hand, tend to be exceptional thinkers. That's especially true of a parrot named Alex. Researcher Irene Pepperberg says she chose him at random to see how much a typical parrot could learn.
He was a year old. There were 8 parrots in a cage in a pet store. And I came and said I wanted a gray, and the fellow took a net and scooped one up and said, here. And that was how we got Alex.
That was 27 years ago. These days, Pepperberg is a fellow at the Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Studies at Harvard University. Alex has become something of a celebrity. In one videotaped experiment, Pepperberg shows Alex 2 keys and asks him a series of questions.
How many?
2.
That's right. Can you tell me what's different?
Color.
That's right. What color bigger?
Shape.
No, what color bigger? What color bigger?
Green.
Green is right. Good boy. Good parrot. Okay, you can have a nut.
Pepperberg says that's just a small sample of what Alex can do.
He can label about 50 different objects. He knows 7 labels for colors, 5 labels for shape. He knows quantity up to 6. We're now training 7 and 8. He knows concepts of bigger and smaller, of same and different.
And he knows how to make his flock of graduate students do pretty much anything he wants. John Hamilton, NPR News.